So for now, what we'd like to do is turn our attention to you, and you may have some questions either on this topic or on another topic of interest to you. So raise your hand, and Daniel will bring you the microphone.
It's Pam. Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I think I got a lot of my answer already in what you've said, but we're going on vacation next week. We're going to Maui, and I have family there. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, and there's a lot of family drama between them. And I used to engage, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions. We also are going to Hana, where it's very quiet and very dark and very lovely for a lot of the part in order to but my sister has had a couple of bad years, and how can I help, or how can I make her feel loved without engaging in the family drama is my question.
All right.
And my brother as well.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a wonderful adventure for you to experience how to send love to them. In other words, having a greater sense of output of energy, of love energy, than allowing stuff to come in. A lot of good girl training, the female training, is that you have to take care of everybody else, or that so that you could feel at peace. So you don't put anybody else between you and peace. Okay, you understand her drama, she has to do it. It's part of her energy. It's part of her theme for her life, right? And your brother, too. That's their themes. You can tell them at some time, you know, I love you and I wish the best for you. But stop there.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do to help them.
I've learned that one.
You've learned that one. The hard way.
Yes.
Right? And basically they used you to buffer themselves from each other. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to stand in between them anymore. You're not going to be the buffer anymore. You're going to say, well, is this fun or is it not? If it's not fun, since I'm on vacation, I'm only going to do what's fun.
That's what I told my sister yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're not going to get involved in any psychological work. Okay, no work. I'm not working now. I'm off work. I'm on vacation. You two, handle it. Love you both. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Because actually, in some ways, they're actually enjoying what they're doing. They get a kick out of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep going back over and over and over again.
Okay.
All right? And so, let them have their kick. And hopefully it can be as raw and as close and as dynamic as it possibly can be. And maybe they'll wake up from it. But if you buffer them, of course, you've discovered it just drags it out because they don't get to see what's going on. They don't really get their full feedback. All right? And that full feedback may be really harsh for them. But if they get it, they go, oh, if they get an awareness, it's worth it, because they believe that it takes to learn and grow. It takes a lot of suffering, yeah, a lot of fighting, a lot of pain, violence, whatever it takes. Their reality is screaming at them, hey, let go of this, stop. You see, they may get it, they may not, but then. Hey, you know, it's like a series on TV. They'll have the season ender, you know, really great. There'll be a cliffhanger so that they can start all over the drama next year, right? So, you know, they may have cliffhangers. Don't get involved. And if they come to you, if your sister comes to you for advice, quote unquote, just say, well, do what feels right for you.
Okay.
Period. I love you. I hope you figure it out. You see what we're saying?
I do. Right. Thank you.
And the thing is, the part of you is going to feel guilty that you should do something. But that's old training. And that's judgment is in there. Stuff is in there. You don't want that stuff in there. You don't want to feel guilty about anybody. That's really because you're angry at them.
Okay.
Angry at them, creating all this conflict when you'd like to have a nice flowing time. Darn it. They're bringing conflict and sitting it, dropping it at my feet, and I'm going to have to deal with it. Darn it. That's what the guilt really is about. Okay, so just be honest with where your feelings are. It's like, okay, they're starting their drama. I'm starting to feel angry. I'm just not going to judge it anymore. It's just whatever it is, and I'm just going to see it. They're just exchanging energy. They want to feel alive, and this is one of the ways they want to do it. So you just bring in lots of energy, flow it out to them, and stay away. Okay. And one of the things that you'll find, too, is that you won't feel as stressed. Because their stress always kind of translated into you being stressed, too. And so if you start feeling stressed, then you're like, uh-oh, I'm judging, I'm angry, something, and you just get to blow it all out. Just you can do it with your breath in a few seconds. So here's a good tip for all of you. If you're in a situation that's intense, just kind of stomp around and go and shake your hands out like you're getting rid of stuff. Let it out. But you got to remember, you got to bring the energy in from the divine. In the past, many of you have actually shaken stuff out, gotten stuff out of you, and then felt depleted. You have to receive the divine energy, which is your own energy, through the top of your head, through your body, into your feet, back from Mother Earth, up to your heart. Then send it out. That's the replenishment. Then you're sending it out. All the bad stuff is out. Now you're replenished. Now you're sending out good stuff. And you feel all good and energized again. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for that question. Who else?
Hello?
Hello.
My name is Tuck.
Hi, Tom.
I'm going through this major shift, and, you know, what you said resonated me a lot. And I'm no longer attracting those drama in life.
Congratulations.
But.
but.
I feel like I'm in this void where, you know, there's change in work. Mm-hmm. I just quit my work after, you know, 20 years in a company. And I'm also in the midst of a, you know, divorce discussion. But at the same time, I'm really feeling free.
Yes.
And energized. But I'm in this void mm-hmm. of, you know,
yeah, because you have to choose a future now.
Right. So not knowing, you know, where it will take me, and in terms of location, I'm based in out of Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure, you know, if I'm going to stay there or not, even stay in the U.S. or.
Right.
So can you tell me about, you know?
All right. Here's what we would like to suggest. Most people have difficulty with chaos, and. Because it's during chaos that there's all these little pieces of possibility, and how in the heck do you sort out through so many of them? Right? You're in the void. It's so wonderful that you recognized it. You have come out of what is called, or what we call, the dark chaos. That's where everything had to fall apart. You've let everything fall apart. We congratulate you on that, actually. Because it was not serving you. You notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you let go. You're letting go. And the capacity to let go, it's a rare and beautiful thing. And you have learned how to let go. What a phenomenal thing. You're letting go so that you can be free. So you can be free to be who you are. So the void time is really a time for being. It's not really a time for action, making plans, making huge commitments, right? So we'd suggest for right now, stay where you are, right now, just short term, okay? Because you're going to need to go through about 2-3 months of the void. You have to want to investigate this possibility, investigate that possibility, think about this, feel it in yourself. Does that feel like me? And if you don't know who me, quote unquote, is, then you need to really, in a sense, get in touch with the divine that is within you in whatever way that you need to do it, right? We have love and healing sessions that specifically are about that, connecting, you know, to your inner nature, to your truth, to love yourself, to expand your self-image and your conscious awareness. Probably that particular one would probably be really great for you, because your self-image of yourself should not suffer if you're letting go of stuff that didn't work. In fact, what you need to do is to see yourself differently, to view who you are differently. That's what happens in the void, is because you learn who you are now from a whole new level. And it may not even be verbal or capable of being verbalized. It is just an experience of just being you. And we would suggest that also part of the process too is for you to find what really motivates you in the small things first. Like, what lifestyle really motivates you? Do you like to sleep late, get up early? Do you like vigorous stuff in the morning? Do you like more stuff in the afternoon? Just from a physical standpoint, what's your day like that's the temperamentally suited to you? Secondly, how do you nurture yourself? How do you love and take care of yourself? And part of it is appreciating who you are, seeing yourself as this light being who is having a physical body experience, and being able to have a certain sense of detachment or being in the observer self about your reality and observe your life and come to some learnings about what you have learned. Nothing, and the learning shouldn't be something like, I've learned not to trust people. That's not a good learning. But a learning like, you know, I made these choices. Here, I feel that I've been restricted or limited. I want to let go of these choices. I want to do it in the most loving way that I can to me and to anyone else involved. But that doesn't mean you're going to be you lie down and be a doormat in the divorce talks, you know. It's not like, whatever you want, I'm the nice guy. No, you've got to stand up for yourself. You've got to set boundaries now. Start setting new boundaries for yourself. These are called principles. What is really important for you? What are your priorities in life? Is it being empowered to make choices? Is it your free will? Is it to be honest and integrous as who you are? Is it your spirituality? What is it that is really driving you? What is really motivating you? And that's the larger thing that's motivating you. And then the smaller things that motivate you is like, you know, what am I motivated to do today for me? And am I motivated to do anything for anyone else? I'll just send them love energy. I will just, you know, do Galexis's technique. You just pump my aura out and just be expanding my love and light into the world. But for right now, I'm just going to really take good care of me. What do I want to do? And if I don't want to do anything, that's okay too. You see, you've got to give yourself permission to do nothing. And in the void, this is rather challenging. In this culture, it's challenging. This is such a do culture. You think you've got to, like, you know, work hard, play hard. And what that also means is people die hard, you know? So what you want to do instead is to say, okay, I'm going to do things gently that I want to do, that I have a lot of motivation for to do, and I'm not going to make myself do anything I don't want to do right now. I'm going to do some things because I feel that it's a good thing for me to do, but not, like, for example, in the divorce talks, right? That's not something you enjoy doing. It's not something you really want to do. But think of it this way, is that this is a place where you're going to really see more of yourself, to be in your power, to be able to be in your love. It's a wonderful opportunity. And if you can look at it that way, you can feel a certain motivation. Okay, let's go in there and let's experience this. Because on the other side of it, I'm going to be a greater person. I'm going to be freer. You see? So the void is a really important time period. Most people cut the void short. They rush madly into making new decisions and new choices and running off into new, oh, got a new job. Now I got a 2-year contract. No, don't go for it right away. Let yourself experience the void, because there's a whole bunch of self-realization that happens in the void. But then you're going to find some things going to fit. They're going to match your vibration. And when you think about them, you're going to go, oh, yeah. And it's going to feel good. You're going to have a gut level knowing about it. Feels really right. Feels good to you. Feels light. It feels free when you think about it. And you look at that future that would bring you. Is that a heavy future or a light future? Is it a fun future or is it an effort-filled future? And you just kind of play around with it, because a time will come shortly after you are in the void for a little while that the light chaos begins. So you're going to be in chaos for a long time here. But you see, the more you can be comfortable with chaos and know what's going on, the funner your life can be, the more adventure you can have. But in the light chaos, it's like, what pieces of possibility am I going to put together and what unique combination and to create this unique future for me? And so the light chaos has a lot of energy to it. It's a lot more fun, right? But also, you may really still not have a really strong sense of direction. I really know I've got to do this. No, that's form. That's doing. You know who you've got to be. Just follow your nose for a while. Make little choices. And we call it surfing. You know, you get on a surfboard, you surf the wave, right? Surf the wave of possibility. Just, there's all sorts of possibilities. Just kind of go with the flow and experience a little of this, experience a little of that. Instead of just saying, okay, yes, I'm going to move to this other country, just go there and visit first and come back and think about it. Let it settle to you. Is this right? Is it true? How much magic did I experience when I was there? Who did I meet? Did I feel that my future was there? You know, and get that. Just let it come as it comes. Don't try to push it. You're in a very powerful place right now. You're in a pivotal place. If you can do this with a certain amount of love and grace for yourself, your future is going to be so much fun. It's going to be fun anyway, but why not make it way more fun, right? Way more exciting. Whoa! That's so fantastic. And that's what we wish for you. All right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You think it's done? We think one more.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. If you
know. All right. One more.
Who else?
Anyone else?
I'm Teresa.
Hello.
I just want to hear anything from you that you can guide me in terms of if it's something I'm doing really wrong or I'm on the right track. I mean, I'm definitely appreciating what you talked about in general. I'm going to, you know, review the information and apply it.
Mm-hmm. Do you perceive yourself as a highly sensitive person?
From day one. And I wasn't judging my environment initially. As a toddler, I was very aware of this thing.
Well, you weren't quite as sensitive then, but it builds over time.
I mean, I knew I was different from my family.
Exactly, exactly.
I knew.
And you were conscious earlier. You knew things that were happening. You couldn't put them into words. You know what people are really mean when they're saying stuff, and when you know that you're expected to respond to them in certain languages. That and play a game along with them, and you didn't like to do that. You don't like the games, right? Do you have in your external life circumstance right now a lot of changes?
Are there a lot of things changing right now?
In your external life. Yeah, like Todd had moving possibilities, divorce, ending the job. All that's huge, you know.
No,
but do you have any kind of external changes?
No, I wouldn't say that's what's going on.
Do you feel that you're stuck?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's kind of been the theme for my life. I've had severe constipation, literally, you know, and I definitely feel bogged down where I don't have the energy to go out of the house and all the things that you mentioned in your talk.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But is there something specific that I'm just missing, or do I just keep applying what you talked about?
Well, we would say that basically we would suggest that you do the meditation. We're going to do the healing meditation soon, and that you do that over and over repeatedly and start integrating it into your life, okay? But secondly, we would say that a lot of your particular issue, and this is a lot of people's, and we did mention it in our discussion, has to do with your motivation, with your passion. And you really haven't plugged into your passion. You're really knowing that what you really want to do, and to really feel fully engaged in what it is you want to do. It's just like the passion, you just kind of, you keep chilling your emotional body out some. And you just kind of try to keep detached and so on. But when you look for passion, that's not the time to detach. Yes, you can observe it, and that's always good to have the observer awareness of it. But we would suggest you need to really get into doing what you want to do. Your whole abdomen is kind of was shut down because your self-image was shut down. You felt small. You felt in somehow or another not ready or not capable or something. And you basically took a lot of stuff into yourself and held it there. And having a lot of difficulty letting go. That's the constipation, of course. So we would suggest to really look at the things that you think you should do, that you think are really good things for you to do. They may be creative. It may be really, really beautiful work for the planet. Maybe a beautiful career, whatever it is. The things you think you really, really ought to do and that are really good and you've got all these good judgments on them, let that go. Let all the judgments go on that. And just let view it from the point of view, how's it feel in your gut? Does it feel right in your gut? Or do you like, oh, now I've got to do it, and you make yourself do stuff that you think you should do, that's good things to do? You have to shift out of that into true motivation. Your will was shut down. You were wounded. You were like shut down. Your true inner powerhouse, your fire, you're in the belly. It was shut down. And you've got, some of it comes out. You've got a tremendous amount of power. But you're not really channeling it, not really using it and acknowledging it. Because you're not really wanting to do all the things you think you should be doing. So you need to reassess your motivation. Reassess what really turns you on. And let go of all good judgments as well as bad judgments on all the stuff that you think you should be doing because it's good. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have a challenge of will. It takes a bit. It may take a bit to get your will fully back and functioning, but when your motivation and your will are functioning, you will find that your bowels will work better, your whole digestive elimination will work better, you'll be able to let go of stuff in your life.
So this has nothing to do with diet?
Well, diet can always help, but frankly, if you've been constipated all your life, you probably got some structural issues with your colon. Colon can get distended, and then you don't have enough peristalsis, right? Peristalsis comes from the adrenal glands. It comes from passion and motivation.
Okay.
And once you get your will back on, your adrenals are your activators of your will.
And I do that just by jumping into things I have a gut energy for.
If you have a gut level 4, and giving yourself permission to stop when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
which is what you have in the past not let yourself do. You get into something and then, oh, I should finish it. Well, maybe not. You see what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel, then you start judging yourself because you're not finishing it. And then you let it hang over your head. Okay. Well, I should still do that. Do you realize that when you have something hanging over your head that you think you should be doing and you don't really, you're not really up to doing it, and it's not giving you any passion anymore, it saps your energy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So your issue is will and motivation, and you need to work with it. Okay? We've done several sessions on that, that if you want to listen to the sound files of those, can really help you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome, and thank you. And we're glad we got that question because it kind of rounded out all the information we wanted to get out there. We really let you write the workshop, in a sense, with us by your questions.